KD Country 94 weather.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go then. What are they going to give Farm?
Home is the auction for the Charlie Campbell Estate on Saturday, August 19th. Located at 627 Market Street in Portage, beginning at 9 a.m. They're selling a nice horse-drawn traveling buggy with harness that'll sell at noon. Also selling furniture, including a small cabinet, youth chair, four-drawer chest, oak icebox. Lots of nice tools on this auction, including lots of Craftsman hand tools, Black & Decker router, DeWalt Pam Sander, Craftsman chainsaw, Craftsman 10-inch bandsaw, 10-inch table saw, CH100 PSI air nailer, CP6-gallon 150 PSI air compressor. Also selling a 6S blind stitch industrial sewing machine, trailer of miscellaneous wood pieces, Harley-Davidson exhaust systems, John Deere 112 tractor, ATV sprayer, 30-gallon SMV yard sprayer, 15-gallon Ironton yard sprayer, lawn aerator, chicken wire, endless belts, new 16-inch tires, and others, antiques, primitives, and collectibles, including 2, 5, and 10-gallon Red Wing Crocs, 8-gallon Oak Leaf Croc, 4-gallon Red Wing churn, advertising materials, and much more. It's the Charlie Campbell Estate Auction, Saturday, August 19th, located at 627 Market Street in Portus, beginning at 9 a.m., sale conducted by Walters Auction Realty.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. An excessive heat watch begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 10 p.m. Wednesday night. Highs around 93 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows around 74. Tomorrow, high of 103. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 80.
Hustle or Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Law enforcement authorities continue their investigating after an 8-year-old girl died after a school bus struck and killed her in Wichita just before 7:30 a.m. Wednesday morning. Sedgwick County deputies responded to the 3300 block of East Locust, where a Derby School District 260-2012 Yellow Bluebird school bus struck 8-year-old Harmony Harper of Wichita, according to the Sheriff's Department. The girl was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators believe the child ran into the street and was struck by the oncoming bus while it was driving eastbound on Locust. No charges are anticipated at this time, according to Robin Bush with the Sheriff's Department. The family has established an online fundraiser. For the second time in 3 months, law enforcement authorities are investigating vandalism at the Great Plains Transportation Museum in Wichita. On July 22nd, vandals caused thousands of dollars in damage at the museum, and police need the public's help with information on suspects. In May, vandals damaged museum equipment on display adjacent to the Union Station platform level in Old Town in Wichita, including a locomotive, passenger car, two cabooses, and a converted passenger car used as a repair and fabrication shop. A museum building window was also smashed. The Wichita Police Department apprehended three suspects for those crimes. Have the following job opening to pass along to you. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out on their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit Elementary Family Fun Night, hosted by the Beloit Elementary School PTO, is tonight, starting at 6:30 and ending by 8:30. Free meal, fun games, and prizes. Don't forget your towels. The night will end with a visit from a fire truck. Cocker City Picnic and Twinathon taking place this weekend. It gets started tonight from 7 to 9. Twinathon and live music. Golf cart poker run. Tomorrow, the Fitness Center Fun Run registration at 7:30. Farmers Market at 8. Fitness Center Fun Run at 8 a.m. At 9 a.m., the Poker Run registration. 9:30, Poker Run. Dance Fit Fitness Center. 11:30 a.m., Cornhole registration. Cocker City Fire Department. Also, starting at 4 o'clock, there'll be a mouse game, funnel cakes and popcorn, ice cream social, Cocker City Swag Store, Bounce House from 4 to 8, $5 all-day access, pig kissing contest, cast your vote, train ride, snow cones, Bayanby Ice Barn, Cocker City Museum, 5 o'clock food stand opens. Also at 5:30, the watermelon stand is available for you. And the parade lineup at First and Lake Drive, 6:30, the parade. And then 7:30 is the pig kissing contest. Pucker up for that. Live music in the park, Kill Creek Rising, 8:30, 11:30 tomorrow night. And a golf tournament concludes everything at 9 a.m. on Sunday. If you're interested in that tournament, you can call Terry at 545-3200, and all of that taking place at the Cocker City Picnic Twinathon going on this weekend in Cocker City. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Now he has the go-ahead run at the plate. He swings away! Julio with an absolute nuke out to left field! He has given the Mariners an eighth inning lead on a colossal blast!
And the Mariners would add another solo homer in the ninth inning to win 6-4 over the Royals, taking 3-4. We'll have more on that coming up in the sportscast. Also, a look at local sports. The K-State men's basketball team finishing up their trip to the UAE and Israel. And the Kansas City Chiefs continue preseason on Saturday. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, catch the Beloit Trojans tonight with the Fall Sports Junior Senior High Trojan Parade. It takes place at 6 o'clock. Lineup will be at 5:45 at the BHS parking lot. There's a grab-and-go meal with a pre-will donation as well. Fall sports teams will parade around Hersey Street and the Trojan Field area. Again, that's in Beloit this evening, beginning at 6 o'clock with the parade. Many area teams will have scrimmages and football jamborees next week. Competitions will begin late next week for girls' tennis and volleyball. For all the latest in local sports, including schedules, news, and scores, once the season starts, visit ncksports.com. Well, as heard moments ago, the Royals finished their four-game set with the Mariners on Thursday afternoon. KC held a 4-2 lead going into the eighth, but lost 6-4 in the end. Seattle led 1-0 when Nelson Velasquez hit a solo homer to tie the game in the fourth for Kansas City. Trailing 2-1, the Royals scored 3 in the sixth. RBIs from Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, and Freddie Fermin to go up 4-2. Held that lead until the eighth when Julio Rodriguez finished a 5-for-5 day with a 3-run homer to put the Mariners up 5-4. They'd add another run on a solo homer by Cal Raleigh in the ninth. Trying to get a save, it was another tough outing for Carlos Hernandez, who gave up the game-winning homer with third blown save of the season and dropped to 1-8 with the loss. Royals manager Matt Quatero on the tough series with the Mariners, in which the Royals went 1-3.
Close games, they were intense. I mean, they were back and forth. Both teams were playing extremely hard, giving it their best effort. You know, there were a lot of clutch hits on both sides. There were some great defensive plays. I mean, came down to the wire 4 days in a row.
Royals are now 39-84 on the season. Have another day game today against the 62-58 Cubs at Wrigley Field at 1:20. In college hoops, the K-State men's basketball team finished their trip to the UAE early on Friday morning. The Wildcats dominant early this morning in a 112-72 win over UAE Select. North Texas transfer Tyler Perry erupted for 33 points on 12-15 shooting and 9-11 from three-point land. Cam Conner added 19, Jarrell Colbert added 12, and Dede Ames scored 11. K-State heads back to Manhattan after finishing 2-1 on the trip to Israel and the UAE. Finally, in sports, Kansas City Chiefs are back on the field Saturday night with their second of three games of the preseason. They return to the site of their Super Bowl 57 win to take on the Cardinals in Arizona. Chiefs are 0-1 after losing their opener to the Saints last Sunday, 26-24, while the Cardinals are 1-0 with an 18-17 win over the Broncos last Friday night. Chiefs coach Andy Reid offered his plans for the playing rotation on Saturday night.
As far as the play time goes for this coming game, the ones will go for a half, and then we'll mix in the twos and threes in the third and fourth quarter. And obviously there's things that happen, you know, during the game where don't hold me completely accountable for all that if we pull people out, you know, whatever.
Besides the Chiefs, a player to watch on the Cardinals' side is Caden Davis. The Ellsworth native caught a touchdown in the win over the Broncos. He's hoping to make the 53-man roster in Arizona. Fans can catch the Cardinals and Chiefs on Z96.3 through the Lake Saturday night with pregame coverage at 6 o'clock and kickoff at 7 from Glendale. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.